Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue with the Bible Crossfire Radio Program. Appreciate you listening to us every week. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 8 through 9 reads this way. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. There are a number of things we can learn from this passage. First, there is a burning, H-E-L-L. This is a place where God will take vengeance on the wicked with, quote, flaming fire. They will be, quote, punished with everlasting destruction, according to this text. Second thing we can learn is that we must, quote, know God in order to avoid this everlasting destruction. But what does it mean to know God? Knowing God is more than just knowing about God. I know about Vice President Pence, but I do not know Vice President Pence. I have never met him. I don't know what he's like or how he approaches things personally. So if we know God, that means we have learned and accepted from His Word what He is like and how He approaches things. I would say the phrase in Acts 8:37 is equivalent here. If thou believest with all thine heart. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8 requires that we know God, and that means we believe in Him with all our heart. But even that is not enough to avoid being lost. The third thing we learn from this passage is that the verse mentions another condition we must meet to be saved in addition to knowing God, and that is we must, quote, obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right away, then, we should be able to see that salvation is not by faith only. This verse requires faith, all right enough, but in addition to faith, it clearly also requires obeying the gospel. If we want to avoid being lost, we must both know God, that is, believe in God, and we must obey the gospel. But what does it mean to obey the gospel? 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 puts it this way. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth. Obeying the gospel, obeying the truth, same thing. How do we obey the truth? John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So obeying the truth simply means obeying God's word. I want you to notice the following other passages that also make our salvation contingent upon obeying God and not just believing only. Hebrews chapter 5 verse 9 reads this way, and being made perfect, he, talking about Jesus, became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. That would mean that if we don't obey Him, we won't receive eternal salvation, right? How about Matthew 7:21? Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. How about James 2:24? Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Most preachers say we're saved by faith only, not by works. This verse says that we're saved by works and not by faith only. It's right there in your Bible, James 2:24. How about Revelation 22:14? Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Obviously talking about gates of the city of heaven. You have to do His commandments to get there. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Another passage that teaches that we're going to be judged based upon what we do.